Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Hey there, how are you doing? Happy Friday, assuming you're listening to this episode hot off the press. If it's Friday, this is the Fan Mail Friday edition of the LeadX Leadership Show. Today, it's also known as the Kevin is Hyped Up on Prednisone edition of the LeadX Leadership Show. Who knew prednisone makes you not sleep and gets you all hyped up? It was about 2 weeks ago. I woke up with like a pinched nerve in my neck. Couldn't move my neck, you know, pain down my back and left arm. Couldn't feel, you know, my fingers, they're all numb and tingly. And I'm usually pretty healthy and I can grind out most stuff. But after a few days, went to the doctor, he's got me on naproxen, he's got me on prednisone. And it's been a few days and it's getting better, I guess. But it was weird. Normally I'm always fatigued. I've got all kinds of sleep issues and chronic fatigue issues. Don't want to bore you with, but I'm always tired. I'm ready to go to bed early. I sleep forever and I wake up feeling exhausted. But all of a sudden, the last couple days, I go to sleep really early, like 10:30-ish, and I'm flipping and flopping until midnight. And then I'm wide awake at 5:30 or 6 before the alarm goes off, feeling really good. And then this morning, so this is probably like, I don't know, day 3 or 4 on prednisone, I'm just feeling so amazed. And I got, I'm looking at my sleep pattern. So my birthday was a few days ago, turned the big 5-1, but don't tell anybody, please. Hopefully I look like maybe 49. Anyway, I got a Fitbit for my birthday. And so I've been wearing it and looking at the sleep patterns. And I woke up this morning and there was like, literally almost no deep sleep. You're supposed to, you know, have about an hour and a half ish, give or take. And I had almost none. I'm like, this is really weird. No deep sleep. Like, gosh, this is so strange, but I feel incredible. And then I had the thought, it's almost like I'm so manic that someone gave me an upper that I don't even know about. And then all of a sudden, like a light bulb went off. I'm like, let me Google side effects of prednisone. And there's all this stuff, 50 to 70% of people, you know, feel jittery and suffer from insomnia. It's the number one side effect. And then I started talking to some of my friends. They're like, oh yeah, I was on prednisone and I could never sleep. I was on prednisone, I was up all night. So that's why I'm a little extra hyper today, even though I'm not getting any sleep. So that's where the energy's coming from. But kids, don't go out and ask for prednisone. It's not a drug to be messed with, I am told. I'm on a pretty low dose, which is good, and I want to keep it that way. But anyway, hey, listen, today I'm actually not going to do fan mail, even though it's Fan Mail Friday. I'll get back to that next week. I am getting ready to put out something. It's my Leadership User's Manual. How do you work with Kevin Cruz? And I'm going to deep dive into it because it's just such a fun concept. But before I do that, I want to remind you that like this episode is going out May 11th of 2018. Not sure when you're listening to it, but we're in our final 2 weeks for the LeadX Academy at leadx.org, where we are at like pre-launch crazy low pricing, $7 a month if you do an annual plan. The price like more than triples in 2 weeks. And so for this LeadX Academy, what is it? Well, there's a 3-day free trial. So just go to leadx.org, sign up, check it out. But there is this highly validated Big Five personality assessment so that you can gain self-awareness, over 250 micro video lessons on demand, on your iPhone, on your iPad, on your treadmill, whatever, on leadership and engagement and communication and career and presentation skills. There's over 20 webinars. We have over a dozen downloadable worksheets, and you can ask a coach any of your toughest questions, and our human coach will get back to you with some suggestions and an answer. Like, this is thousands of dollars worth of stuff. So just check it out, leadx.org. Okay, so what the heck am I talking about, this user's manual idea? Okay, so I don't know who like originally had this idea, but I think it was popularized back in March of 2013. The New York Times interviewed the CEO of a company called Questback. CEO's name is Ivar Krogrud, or Kogrud. And the if you want to Google it, this New York Times article, it's called "Wanna Know Me? Just Read My User Manual." And this guy in the interview, the CEO, said he had the idea of, as they were recruiting people for his team, I guess VPs, you know, how could he help potential job candidates and the person that gets the job understand how to work with him most effectively? You know, think about all we do to get our teams to work more effectively. You know, all these communication assessments and team building exercises and trust falls or whatever. So this guy, Ivar, he said, let me create a user manual about me that people know how to work with me. It was a pretty popular article. And, you know, the basic idea is like create a one-page memo that helps team members to know like your quirks, your likes, your dislikes, your goals, your work style, your communication style, you know, help them to unravel the mysteries of who you are as a manager, as a boss. And, you know, since that article, there's been a few other people that have really run with this, and you could just Google like users manual manager or leadership users manual or whatever. You'll find all kinds of links. The ones that I found helpful, there was an article by Abby Falik, F-A-L-I-K. And she says, you know, just write down, like answer the questions, like what's my style? What do I value? What I don't have patience for? How to best communicate with me? How to help me? What people misunderstand about me? There's another one from Michael Style at bishophouse.com. Very similar. You know, he puts his style, like his DISC personality style, and then he includes his daily or weekly cadence, his work cadence, his communication cadence, what motivates me, what stresses me, how I react to chaos, you know, what's important to me outside of work. There's no one official template for like, this is the right way to create your user's manual. But, you know, those are a couple of approaches. Now, I've been fascinated by this for a while. And I mentioned I just had a birthday. I tend to get, just a little more self-reflective and thinking about life and goals around my birthdays. You know, it's just another day. I don't know why, like New Year's Day kind of a thing. So I thought for my 51st birthday, I would create the user's manual for Kevin Cruise model 5.1. Get it? And what I did, now I tried to make mine a little bit more visual. So by the time this podcast comes out, within a week afterwards, I will post my user's manual and the template and a walkthrough up on leadx.org, possibly on Forbes. I'll put a notice out on Twitter, follow me at Cruz. I'll put a notice out on LinkedIn, Google or search me on LinkedIn and connect with me. If you're not already signed up for our email newsletters, there's one from LeadX, leadx.org, one from me every Friday, kevincruz.com. So I'll put the links to this. If you follow me on any platform, and especially if you're a VIP member, remember, leave a quick review on iTunes and let us know. We'll invite you into our Facebook VIP program. You'll get these links. But let me walk through the best I can. So all these other examples that I found were just memos, just like text with bullets, which is fine. You're just trying to communicate this information. But I thought it'd be fun to try to make mine look more like the user manual you get when you buy a refrigerator or a dishwasher or, you know, some piece of equipment. So I tried to use that kind of a style and keep it to one page. So I just used PowerPoint. I'm no graphic designer. I just used PowerPoint to mock this up. So the page is running wide, you know, horizontally, like a PowerPoint slide. And it's kind of split. Imagine if you fold it in half. On the left side, it says User's Manual, Kevin Cruz, Model 5.1. My title, Founder and CEO at LeadX.org. Now, if I was just using this internally for my own team members, you know, I probably wouldn't even put the title. But I know this is going to get shopped around and, you know, it's going to have a wider audience. So I just want to make sure people know, you know, who I am, how to track me down. Now, in this first version that I created, I went heavy on attributes, personality stuff. And I think it was because I'm interested in that, and I've got it available. You know, being Model 5.1, I mean, I have been poked and prodded by every personality style assessment communication thing there is out there. So I've got all this, and I've had multiple 360 surveys, all this stuff. And so my first instinct was to dump that. Like, I've got all this data, let's put it down. And in the exercise, it was a good reminder of me, of all these things. And I realized that this is going to be not just a good manual for those who are on my team, but a good reminder for myself, for self-awareness, right? We all need to be reminded of these blind spots, of our strengths, of our limitations. So I went heavy on that. Now, I'll walk you through the ones I ended up with. On the left side of this page, I've got my MBTI, which I'm an INTJ, and then there's like a little pair, just two sentences. INTJs form just 2% of the population. They are imaginative, but decisive, ambitious, but private, blah, blah, blah. And then I erred towards sharing my weaknesses. So the weakness sentence is arrogant, judgmental, and overly analytical. Hello, nice to meet you. Now, on the right side, so any self-discovery tool, any tool that gets people thinking about their personality, I'm a fan of. But, you know, I think this isn't the show to talk about critiques of DISC and MBTI. That'll come later. But in addition to MBTI, now I share my Big Five personality profile. Big Five is the personality assessment that's like the gold standard among psychologists. They don't use, you know, MBTI or DISC. And of course, LeadX just released our Big Five personality assessment. All of our VIPs got it for free last week. And in fact, congratulations to Lynn Peter, who also won a dozen leadership books. So she's got a good leadership library going on. So I share my Big Five personality traits: openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, neuroticism, with the percentiles. Like, I'm 99% on my conscientiousness. I'm 10% on my neuroticism. I also shared, and then this is going to go away, but version one of this, I put my insights discovery color. I don't know how many of you have done that one. I am cool blue. I also shared my Clifton's strengths. That's the Clifton Strengths Finders. They've rebranded that. My top three strengths are activator, when can we start, analytical, prove it, and achiever. Every day starts at zero. And then finally, I've got my mission. You know, my mission is, Kevin's 10-year mission is to ignite 100 million leaders around the world. So I've got this on the like upper left quadrant of this page. And in the upper right quadrant is a picture of me. And again, you know, trying to figure out how to make this look kind of like a refrigerator user's manual, I took a picture of me, I don't know, on stage somewhere, and just Googling around, I found a free online photo editor. It happens to be snapstouch.com, snaps, S-N-A-P-S, touch.com. And it converted like this color photo into like a pixelated black and white illustration, kind of like you'd see those New York Times illustrations of people. Now, I thought this was kind of funny, right? So I've got this black and white line drawing of me, and I put like numbers 1, 2, 3, 4 pointing to my head for all those personality things I shared. And then I put the number 5 with an arrow to my heart, which is the mission. Now, my team gave me mixed reviews on this. First of all, half of them hated the photo, said it's really ugly, scary looking. Others says, no, it's kind of cool. So I need more feedback on that. But what they said was that I was sharing too much on the personality stuff. Like, all the personality stuff said basically the same stuff in a different way. Yeah, Kevin, you know, you're not warm and fuzzy. You're an analytical driver kind of dude. So we get that. And what they wanted me to include was more of like do's, things to do, or positive tips. Because on the lower left quadrant, I then share out all these text descriptions. So I have strengths and weaknesses. So I've got like 4 bullets of strengths, like coaching style of management, patient, rarely shows frustration. But my weaknesses: bullet 1, perfectionist. Bullet 2, tends to avoid social interaction. Then underneath that is my work cadence, which I picked up from that other guy. He likes to focus on deep work in the morning, so prefers meetings and calls to be scheduled in the afternoon. Dislikes unscheduled calls and meetings. He's available 24/7, but does not expect others to be. It's like there's a little work cadence, and then Underneath that is warnings and known defects. So again, in my approach, I felt like that's the stuff that everybody wants to know about their boss. Like, all right, how is this guy crazy? How is she nuts? You know, what are her quirks? What are his quirks? And yet that's the stuff that you kind of have to gossip about. Like most people are not very authentic or transparent about that stuff. Most teams don't have the psychological safety. So like, you know, warnings, I'm like, do not be late to meetings. Do not jump to the next subject until he's ready. Do not assume his calm exterior reflects his inner thoughts or feelings. Now, these all came from those psychological assessments. It wasn't stuff that I came up with, you know, but it is true. Known defects. You know, this is one I asked my team members for my defects. You know, they gave me some softball stuff. I think they were uncomfortable. I added extreme forgetfulness. He may ask you the same question more than once. He will almost never know the purpose of a scheduled call, meeting, or speaking engagement until 24 hours before the appointed time. All true. And then finally, on the lower right quadrant of this page, I give my last 360 survey results. So again, in the spirit of psychological safety, trust, saying, hey, you know, nobody's perfect, we all can do better, I show like how my own team members rated me on all these things, from openness to feedback, to sociability, to conscientiousness, to hostility, rigidity, tension, dependence, approval seeking, 8% on approval seeking, need to control, 37%. So I'm literally saying, like, I'm trying to be an open book, guys. Here's my personality profile. Here's what my own team tells me I'm doing well and my areas for improvement. Here's my known defects, etc., all on a page. Now, I was pretty proud of this, but then when I shared it with my current team members, they liked it. They were split on that photo, but they said, listen, you've got your warnings, you've got your defects, you've got your weaknesses, but we want more do statements. Like, this is how you get the most out of the relationship. So I'm thinking about that. I'm working on that, and I will revise this. And that's why I'm going to release it next week. So I'm going to do sort of a version two of this. But I wanted to share this out because it's a fun exercise to do for yourself. If you don't have a lot, probably if you listen to this show, you probably already have MBTI, DISC, you know, social styles, like all these things that you've done at work. If not, Google around. There's often affordable, low cost, or free versions of these to start to get some self-awareness. You can always do the famous Dory Clark exercise. Email, you know, 15, 20 friends and colleagues and say, you know, like, what are my top three strengths? What are my top three limitations? What three words come to mind when you think of me? And you can start to get some self-awareness like that. But anyway, there's no one right or wrong way to do this. The idea is put it down on a piece of paper so those who have to work with you, you know, have a starting point. And it's an icebreaker. It's a conversation starter. So imagine, you know, part of new hire orientation onto your team is like, hey, you know, here's about me. Hopefully, you know, gives you some tips about my quirks and weirdness and all that. And let's walk through it and talk about it next week if anything jumps out. And it's also then, if you give this to your team member, it makes it easier for you to say, oh, hey, by the way, why don't you take this MBTI? Why don't you do Clifton Strengths? You know, what is your personal mission, and does it align or not with the company mission? You know, it's just a great way to safely start that conversation. Friends, you know how I like to wrap up every week going into the weekend. It's with the reminder that we are all leaders, whether we want to be or not. Leadership is influence, and we're always influencing. It's just in which direction. This weekend, and as you start next work week, be mindful of your influence. Be mindful of your leadership. And how are you going to lead today?